us again quickly go over the Mishnah and the Shtikl Gemara, and then we'll see Taisvis. A Mekadish Bechelkoi, Koyim Rashi learns is Mekadish Bechelkoi, Ben Koche Kochem, Ben Kochem Kalem, Eina Mekodeshes. He's not Mekodesh. B'maiso Shaini, if a person's Mekadish, B'maiso Shaini, Ben Shogig, Ben Mezid, Loikidech. Divrei Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that Maiso Shaini is Momin Gavoya, and therefore one cannot make Kedushin with Momin Gavoya, and perhaps we'll understand this better when we see Taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda holds Maiso Shaini is Momin Hedyev. Now, Vishoygek Loikidish, if they were unaware, she was unaware that this is Maisa Shaini, like Kiddush, so she's not Mekodeshes, B'meizit Kiddush. But if they were aware that it's Maisa Shaini, and he married her with it, she's Mekodeshes. U'behegdish, B'meizit Kiddush, U'beshaygik like Kiddush, Divrei Rameya. Here Rameya holds by Hegdish, even though B'meizit Kiddush, but there's a chesaron of shaygik. So this will see clearer as the sugya progresses, the reason for these halachas. And the Gemara had asked, Neima mas nisin deloik Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Nisanya umolo mal bashem lerabois kodshim kalim shehen momoin adiva Rabbi Yosi Aglili. We learn out from the word bashem, Hashem v'kichesh b'amisei, we learn out that kochim kalim, which is kochim kalim, is considered, as we had mentioned by the last year, it's considered re'ehu, it's considered v'kichesh b'amisei. The owner of this kolben is considered a bailim, and he possesses mominis in this kolben. So if it's his mammon, so then he should be capable of marrying an isha with the kolben. So it would seem our mission is not going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Moses says, "Afilateima Rabbi Yosi Aglili, ki kama Rabbi Yosi Aglili mechayim, avol la'acher shchite loy." But la'acher shchite, then Rabbi Yosi Aglili is meide that one cannot be Mekadish with the Kodshim Kalam. My time, because after Shchita ki kazochu mishulchan gavoye kazochu. It is no more the moment of the Bailim, it is moment gavoya, and they have a schus achila. So therefore, you cannot be Mekadish with this schus achila, since it is a schus in moment gavoya. Deikanami, diktoni, amekadish, bechelkoi. The Mishnah says, it doesn't say amekadish, bikotshim kalim. It says amekadish, bechelkoi. So, chelkoi means that it's after the shchita, and the kahanim have their chelik, and the bailim have their chelik. Ben kotshim kalim, lekidish, mami, no. So it seems, so the Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and after Shchita, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is also made that it is not Momin Bailam. Now let us see Taisvis. A Mekadish Bechelkoi Eino Mekodeshes Ve'im Taima Migora Meha Mekadish Omenas Shadaba Olecho Leshilte. So Taisvis Pikdan Atzir. A person is Mekadish Aisha. Almanash Adaba Olecha LeShilton. I'll speak for you to the Shilton, to the ruler. And he did that. And he spoke for her. The Mekudeshet. And she's Mekudish. She's Mekudish. So L'chayre Taisvis and the Kasha understood that the Kedushin is with the accomplishments of his speaking. That means he spoke to the Shilton, and the Shilton complied, and she derived benefit from his speaking. Through him, he had pulled by the Shilton, and the Shilton complied to what she had wanted to get, and she's Mekodeshet. Af al pi shaloi nosa loklo, he personally did not give her anything. What did he get from her? She got from the Shilton what she had wanted. But through him, she derived the hanok. She got what she had wanted from the shooting. So the Taisvus is asking Akasha, what is the chilik? If you get a taiva from the shooting, or if you get a meal from the shooting, that means that, that through this koyin, we're talking about a kolben, we're speaking about steaks, we're talking about something that's a chosh of a meal. She is getting a chosh of a meal through him. So he was mahanaha. So why isn't she mekudeshes? V'yesh loima. So Taisvus answers, the loidami. It is not similar over there, to over there. The hosom over there, yochel little schar midibuloi. He can get money for his ishtadlis. He did something. He spoke. He is a lawyer. So there's a bill that could be sent to someone for his services. Vavi kiilu nosan la pluta. So it's equivalent. He gave her a pluta. Avul hocha hatoibes hano eina mishaloi. But here, the Taibas Hanoh is not his. The Momain Gavoyahu, Veini Yoche Likach Momain Mehanoh Sha'osalo. He cannot get Momain for that he had given her this meal. Now, I'd like to mention Tup Shotim in this Taisvis. Elaborate a little. The Pnei Yeshua, the Rishash, both seem to learn Pshat in Taisvis as follows, and they compare this Taisvis to a Shaila in the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech has a Shaila that there was a woman that was a Misukenis, and in her Refua was if she eats Vasa B'chalom, which is Asa Bama, that is her Refua. So, but she's allowed to eat it. There's no shaila about it. Because nefesh is deicha kola teicha kulos. You have a concoction of meat cooked in milk. It's the best refuah for her. So now, Reuven has basa b'cholov, cooked basa b'cholov, and he's mekadish rochel with his basa b'cholov. Now, she got from Reuven something that's worth to her. It's worth, it's very choshev. But he, by him, this basa b'cholov is worthless. By him, it's not mummy. He didn't give mummy. He's not allowed to get any mummy for tzosavano. He didn't get, but she received. So that is the Mishnah Malach Sofik. The Mishnah Malach Klezer Shaila, do you look at the recipient, or do you also look at the noisen? It's not sufficient that she's getting through him. He has to give. He's not giving anything. This is also about no, it doesn't have any shabbos by him. He's not allowed to, he's not allowed to get any benefit from this. So this is a Sofik and Mishnah Malach. So they say this was the shakl of Italian Taisvus. Taisvus understood in the Kashe that when I'm giving her a meal, good, the meat doesn't belong to me. It's Mishulchan Gavoya because it belongs to the Rabbi Shlom. But she's getting a meal through me. And it's not important that I'm losing something. I think she's gaining. And that's the same thing. She's getting a service from the Shilton, and I'm not losing anything. That was Taisvus Kashi. So Taisvus answered, it's not true. It is necessary in Kedushin, it's not sufficient that she's getting. Also, he has to lose. It's a two-way affair. She has to get from his chasson. It has to cost him money. Not that she's getting it doesn't cost him anything. So Taisa says, so by Amanasha Dabalacha Leshilta, he's losing also. For this service, there's a bill that you pay. This is something that he could get money for. He's not charging her for this service, so he's losing, she's gaining, it's a shidduch. Masha Enkein, Amanas, but with Mekadisha Bechelka, he doesn't have any bailus whatsoever in the chelik of the kol. The Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, it's not his, it's the Rabbeinu Shlom's. No, he's letting her eat his chelik, but he's not losing anything. Taivas Hanainemo, he doesn't have any. Not he doesn't have any tavis, doesn't have any bailus, any schusei moment. She's gaining, he's not losing. So memele, so she's not mekudesh. That is how they learn pshat and tavis. That for the Yeshua and the Rishas seem to learn pshat. Tavis, we have a raya from tavis to the Mishal Malachah. So I had a shtikel ha'ore on this pshat. We had mentioned the previous year, when we were speaking about that a person is Mekadish Begezel, Yiyush Vishina Rishus. So we hear there, so that we hear the Ran says, how does Yiyush Vishina Rishus work? Yiyush is not Kainim. So if Reuven stole something, and the Bailim was Miyayish, when it was by Reuven, so it doesn't belong to Reuven. He gives it to Rochel, it belongs to Rochel. So, in the Gemara is Mavua, if there's Yish Vishina Rishus, she's Mekodeshus. He didn't give anything of his, because it never was his. Yish is not Kaina for a Gazma. But she, Machmosoi, she received, through him, she received something that's worth money. And that's sufficient. That's what the Ran says. So, So, when they learned the Taisvis, what did the Ran do with our Gemara? I mean, Machmasoy, here also, because she got a meal, because of it. She told them, I have a meal, I'll give you a meal that's Laila Laila, I'm giving you my chelik. So it's not my moment, but I'm just like Mekadosh Begez. This Ha'ore bothered me. The way they understood Pshat and Taisvis. So, but could be, I'd like to say over, a Loshen of the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish learns a completely different Pshat and Taisvis. The Chazaynish, this is the Loshen of the Chazaynish. Shleinos na teire chelkoi lekoim. The chelik of the kom was never given to the koim. It's not his. Ela le mitzvahs achila. You have a mitzvah to eat it. Not yours. The Rabbeinu Shalom. But you have, you as an officiating kohen, or a kohen that's ready to get a chelik and kabonis, you were given the mitzvah to eat this kohen. Now, zot the chazaynish. That means there's a chalukah, we'll see later in Daphne Gimel. There was a memunah, and they divided chalokim of the kavonis between the kahanim. Bekitzer, the memunah, the gabe said, they came out with a goyel, however, they decided who gets what. So this kohen isn't get a 5-pound steak, this is his, right? But not that his. You are entitled to be mekayim the mitzvahs achila from this thing. Now, zokta chazaynish. Someone else will want to say, I want to do the mitzvah. Chas v'shalom. No, he has the schus. However he derived the schus, with a goyit or whatever, it's his mitzvah. Shein acha yochel likach mimenu mitzvah. So this is his mitzvah. That's my privilege. I have a right to eat this 5-pound steak. That's my mitzvah. But Aber eine Joche lahaknis ha mitzvah lachere. Mitzvahs, one cannot give over to others. So it's my mitzvah, I'll give you the mitzvah. It doesn't work like that. Mitzvahs does not work like this. You were entitled for a mitzvah, the mitzvah of eating this kolben, which a mitzvah of the kolben shminechel, was given to you. No one is permitted to take it away from you. But you are not a bailim on this mitzvah. This is a schus that you have. It doesn't, it's not transferable. Va'af im nosan la'acha, he told him, you know, the Yankov told Berl, you, I'm giving you the mitzvah. Yochel lachzer v'litol miyodai, he can take back. There's no, you gave it to me. She'ein kinyonim v'mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are not a commodity that can be, are transferable. The mitzvah was given to the kohen, finished. It's not transferable. V'chein be'im posak domim im chaveiro. If I made up with someone else, listen, I'll let you eat this kolben, and I want in return, I want $10, a 5 pound steak, $10 in the bargain. So, a deal. Yenna ate up the 5 pound steak, nothing. There's no ischaivis whatsoever to pay for this steak. It was not yours to sell. You didn't eat it. He gave me permission to eat it. Thank you. But I don't owe you a penny, because the whole concept of selling is only if something belongs to you and we agree that you're giving it to me, so we agree a certain price, whatever was agreed upon has to be paid. But over here there was no kinyan. He didn't eat it. He told me to eat it. Shkoya. But you're not a bailim to be able to sell. Yeah. Sha'oichel loizocha miyat ha'noisin klum. You didn't give me anything. You didn't give me anything. You gave me something. Nothing. The kivin dohu moshach yodei mimitzvah sachila. You know what happened over here? You said, I'm not gonna do my mitzvah. Finished. That's all what happened. You can't transfer mitzvahs. There's no market, you can't transfer them. Rashoi, so if you're not eating it, Rashoi kolodim lechel, anyone who wants can eat it. I mean, you were entitled to do the mitzvah, you don't want to do the mitzvah, it's finished. So that anyone can go and eat it. Vim nosan lechot, and if he gave it to one person, I said Reuven should eat it. Rashoi achelachtev menon. So Shimon can take away from Reuven. It never became Reuven's. That means the Kohen who's giving and then giving his chalik, he can't give. It never became Reuven's. So Shimon can hop away from Reuven. Umashe moishech abaylem yodoi. Vishvil shechaveira yoichel chelke. That's what he's saying, that you know, I won't eat it, and you should be able to eat it. Leimikri schar pu'ula. That's not called, I'm doing a service for you. It's nothing. So Lamaisi, he didn't give her anything. He didn't give her anything. So dachsachme, according to the Chazayin Ish, I think there's no problem with the Ran, what we had mentioned before. The Ran is telling us a chiddush. That means like this. In the case of the Ran, when a Gazlan stole something, and he was makne to the Isha b'yish v'shine v'shus, it's hers. It never was his. But a ganev is bekoyach to give over the chepetz ha-gozel to someone else. He has kinyon igzele in it, and by giving it over, I mean, this mavur and ha-gozel ha-machel, that if a ganef steals something, and there was yish by him, and it's not his, he dies, his yoshim, it belongs to the yoshim, what's yish v'shini v'shus. A ganef has a certain ownership in the davar nigzal, it's not his, and lemaise, if that goes over to someone else, that's bateiros liyote, it'll belong to that person. So memele, so here it's so here, thank you, very good. a ganev after years, a gazlan after years, gave her something. It wasn't his. It's not chasa. He didn't lose. But she, that's the longest of the ram. Mach ma'asoy, she received. She got something. It's hers. Over here, it's nothing. He didn't give her anything. He can't give her. He's not a bailam to give her. So memela, so she ate a meal, shikoyah, but not shadis you gave me. It wasn't yours to give. And memela, so that's how Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. And memela, that is pshat in, we'll see, Maisha Shemi is mom and gevoya, according to Rameya. So it's mamish, the same scenario that I have a mitzvah, it's grew by me, I was mafreshit, I have a mitzvah to eat it, this is my Maisha Shemi. But that's it. You have no right to steal it from me. You're being ma'abed a mitzvah from me. But there's no baile shal mamin whatsoever. So therefore, a mayor holds a makadosh b'maisa sheini. Ein shaykik b'meizit lo kiddush. Tana rabbonam. La'achal p'tirosei shal rameya. After rameya was nifter, so the yeshiva of Rameya was a yeshiva with other Rosh Yeshiva. Rameya was nifta. So others wanted to go to Rabbi Yehuda's yeshiva. Omar lahem Rabbi Yehuda le Talmido, so he told his Talmidim, al yichnesu Talmide Rameya lekan. Don't you dare let any of the Talmidim of Rameya hear. Midnei shekan teronim hem. There, they want to chep it with the v'loy lil ma'itay rehem boy. They're not coming to learn. They're coming to show that they know better than us. All they'll accomplish, they'll disrupt the yeshiva. They'll degrade the yeshiva. They'll show, they'll prove that we don't know anything. They want to show that I don't know. That's the whole accomplishment. They're not coming lumay teire. They're coming to upgrade, to make to heave over the yeshiva. That so don't make sure. Don't let them in. Dochak sumches v'nichna. Sumches was a Talmud of Rameya. Somehow he got in. Omar lehem. So he said, but from Rashi it seems, from what the Gemara says, we don't see it, but Rashi says, it seems he asked them a shayla. He popped up, he asked a shayla. And then he said, kach, you know, and this shayla, kach shonali remeya hamakadish bechelkei ben kotshe kotshe ben kotshem kalim loikidish. No, remeya said, he says, you know what, Rabbi Yehuda, what do you hold of him makadish? Rabbi Yehuda, what do you hold? And before Rabbi Yehuda had a time to say his opinion, you know, Rameya holds that Mekudish. And later we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda holds his Mekudish. So this was a very, this was mamish what Rabbi Yehuda did not want to occur. And, fine. So, Kaas Rabbi Yehuda Leib. So Rabbi Yehuda was in Kaas on his Talmidim, but Amalem Leikach Amati Lechem. I told you, Al Yichnesu Mitalmidim Rameya Lekan, Mibnei Shekam Teronim Heim, V'leilu Meteira Heim Boim, El Lekapcheni Baloches Heim. They're coming, they want to shlug me up. They were Merdike Harifim, they had Merdike, they were very smart, and they'll put me in a corner, they'll shlug me up, and that's where they came. I told you, not to bring them in. Then he said, "V'chiisha ba'azara minai." He says this whole thing doesn't make sense. This whole thing, what he's saying over from Rameh, doesn't make sense. Because how can you have a woman in the azara? So we'll soon see in Rashi, by kotche kotchem, kotche kodoshim were eaten in there's Ezra's noshim, Ezra's Yisroel, in Ezra's Kehanim. So Rashi says, an Isha was not permitted to enter Ezra's Yisrael. A Kotche Kotchim was not permitted to take out from Ezra's Yisrael. So Memele, so he says this whole scenario of marrying an Isha with Kotshim, Kotshim is an impossibility. She's in Ezra's Noshim. She can't enter Ezra's Yisrael. The Kolben can't live here. You take the Kolben into Ezra's Yisrael, so out of Ezra's Yisrael become possible. So this whole thing is an impossibility. They're just saying such a thing to chapel with me. Fine. Zok the Gemara. So that's Isha Bazor Minai. Omar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi was there. Rabbi Yossi seems to be the Talmud of Rabbi Yossi. He says it's a Shrek L'chamatzav now. Yaimru, people will say, Meir Shochav. Rabbi Meir is Neftar. Yehuda Koaz. Rabbi Yehuda is now, he's fuming. He's not capable of paskening Shilas now. He's angry. Kol Misha Bolech Lal Pas, Bolech Lal Tos. Yaisi in myself, Shosak, I'm gonna keep quiet, I'm not gonna get involved with this whole conversation. Divrei Teure Matehe Yolel. What's gonna be? We'll see, it's at the end, the Shaila is a Shaila. It's not something the way Rabbi Yehuda says it's an impasse, it's a Shaila, which we have to be done. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, Isha Abazore Minayin, so he says, V'chi ein Odom Osui Lekabel Kedushin Lebitoi Bazore? A father was Mekabel Kedushin. Listen, the whole thing is an impossibility. An Isha will never be in Ezra's Yisrael. So the whole thing is a fantasy, this whole kashin. What's the Shaila? The father was Mekabel Kedushin for her. Father can be Mekabel Kedushin for her daughter. Or a second case, Vein Isha Suyalasis Lashlich Mekabel Kedushin Bazor. She made a Shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin. She can't enter. She made a Shliach, a man, so. Va'oit Dochka V'nichnesoma. The Shaila is the Shaila. She wasn't allowed to do it. She went in. A person was Mekadosh. Now they're putting this in our lap. It's something. So the Rishash says, I mean, that was Rabbi Yossi tiny than Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yossi is 100% right. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to end the conversation right away. He said this to get this off the floor. He did not want this discussion, this conversation. And his base medrash, he was afraid for that the right things will not come out. So he said this word. That's what the Rishash says. Not pshat is that it's an impossibility. But the Pnei Yeshua says something very interesting. The Pnei Yeshua says he was in the middle of learning. They were learning another sugya. And Sumchus comes in, I have a Shaila Locha Lemais, I want to know. He stopped the Sugir. What's the Shaila Locha Lemais? Oh, someone was Mekadosh and Isha and Ezra and the Kotshe Kotshe, what's the this? He was fuming. It's a Shaila Lemais, Negeila and Isha Bazorim. What are you telling me? It's a Shaila. Okay, that's what Bnei Yeshua wants to say, that there was another reason to be angry. Okay, now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says as follows: Kantaronim maknitim they anger the chepe, the kapcheni kamele kapech a shakeov. The chop off his feet, the katzis ragleinu baloches. To chop off our feet, the person stands on the feet. Lohidia, they want to show shehem charifim. They're very smart. They're very sharp. They oimet connect. You can't argue with them. They'll prove to you you're wrong. You can't argue with them. Chiisha ba'azorim minayim. So that's what Jesus said. This whole thing doesn't make sense. Diktoni kotche kotche. You're telling me that Rameya said that Kotche, and he was a person was Mekadosh and Isha beKotche Kotche. So let's think a minute. V'arei im yoitziyum chutz la'azor. If they'll take it out of the Azor, afilu le'ezras noshim, ein lifsolim b'yoitzi, you'll take it out of Ezra's Yisrael, It's possible be yaitzim. V'noshim ein ichnasis lo, and women are not permitted to enter Ezra's Yisrael. Kedisnan v'avoy satume v'pei rekam de meseches keilim. Rashi brings a mishnah in keilim that a woman is not permitted to enter Ezra's Yisrael. So the male, this whole shaila is an impossibility. So Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's possible. The bita ktano einara adamero. Or doch gavenichnasama, she went in, not permitted, she wasn't permitted to go in. But now we have a shayla, the chila yutzchachna lishel, the vaysa medrish, mayyemi mekitsha, if someone was mekadisha, she went in. In kedusha, hey, in kedusha, hey, mimla. Now let us see Taisvis. The chi isha bazora minai. Peirisha kontris, nein isha nifneses bazora, kedisnan peikama de kailu. The loy dok. So Taisvis says Rashi was a medayik. Loy ashkechon bishum duchte. Rashi brings amaramokim. The first parak of Masechtas Keilim. There is no place that says the noshim asureis likaneis bazor. There's no such mishnah. There's no such thing. Sherei beperikame de Keilim tanan. In the first parak of Keilim, there's mentioning one bove, Simcha Midesu brings it down on this place. Yeah. So Taisva says as follows. Within the Mishnah it says as follows. Hacheu mekude sheimenu, shein tomei meis nichnas lishon. A tomei meis is not permitted to enter the chel. L'mayloi menu, l'ahed is missing a bove, this is what's in the Mishnah. L'mayloi menu, ezras noshim kudeshes mi menu, she'ein tvul yoim nichnas l'sham. A tvul yoim is not permitted to enter ezras noshim. Further, l'mayloi menu ezras Yisrael, Shein mechusa kippurim nichnas l'sham. Mechusa kippurim is allowed to enter Ezra's Yisrael. Machne shchine starts from Ezra's Yisrael. V'chayov na lo achatos. That means till now is only the rabbanon de kechumris, but a mechusa kippurim to enter Ezra's Yisrael, that's machne shchine, that's a deraise, she's not allowed to enter. L'mayla imenu ezras kahanim shen yisraelim nichnosim l'shon elu b'shas tzalchei. And ezras kahanim is more mekudish than ezras yisrael. That a yid is not permitted to enter ezras kahanim only b'shas tzalcheim l'smiche shchite tnuf. V'loi ketoni noshim she'ein nichnosay shon. It does not say in the Mishnah. Doesn't say. If you look at the Mishnah says the milas of each mokim. So it says the Ezra's Noshim, Atful Yoim is not permitted to enter. Ezra's Yisrael, Amachus Kippurim is not permitted to enter. Ezra's Kahanim. So these are from Hilchas Tumim. Ezra's Kahanim, a Yisrael is not allowed to go from Ezra's Yisrael to Ezra's Kahanim. But where did Rashi see that a woman is not permitted to enter Ezra's, the words of the Mishnah, Machusa Kippurim, Svidun Hilchis Tume, doesn't say any place in that Mishnah that a woman is not permitted to enter Ezra's Yisrael. That's Taisus Kash. There's no such Mishnah. The Taisus HaRosh wants to emper Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh says as follows. He says, the last bavi that says Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kahanim. So the last bavi is a Yisrael is not permitted to enter Ezra's Kahanim. We see from that it's very interesting. This is called Ezra's Yisrael. This is called Ezra's Kahanim, and it means it, we see Negeya Legabi Knesse. You're not talking about Tumim. We're talking about Torim. A Yisrael is not permitted to enter Ezra's Kahanim. So we see Ezra's
Kahanim is called Esres Kahanim because this area is Meyuchet for Kahanim, not for Yisrael. So if that's the reason of the Shem of Esres Kahanim, so the Shem Esres Noshim and Esres Yisrael means Aish is not permitted to enter Esres Yisrael. Fine. He says, either Mishnah doesn't mention this Nafkamina, he says, I'll tell you, this is a Rabbanah. The Mishnah wants to tell you Nafkamina the Deraisa. The Kedusha of Esras Yisrael is that a Bechusa Kippurim is Chayav Chatos. See, once he's mentioning a Nafkamina, but from the Sheamus alone, if this is called Esras Noshim, this is called Esras Yisrael, this is, and just like you see in Esras Yisrael, in Esras Kahanim, that the Sheamus Moire, that this is Kahanim territory, this is Yisrael territory in the Yisrael, who have been Esras Noshim, Esras Yisrael. And God, the Mishnah Achroine in Mesechtes Kalim, says, a gewaltig Yehore. He says that, we have a klal that, that ein yeshiva sheyeshiva osa rak be'ezes Yisrael. Ein yeshiva elo lamalchus beis David bilvad. Not allowed. Yid is not allowed to sit in Ezra's Yisrael. Ezra's noshim allowed to sit. Ezra's Yisrael not allowed to sit. So why didn't the Mishnah say this? So the Mishnah isn't telling us all the nafkaminas between Esras Yisrael and Esras Noshem. So Mamela, so it's no kasha that, why didn't tell us this nafkamina? That's what the Mishnah Achreina says. Al Kaponim, the Taisa Rosh holds that the Tanisa of the Rabbonim, a woman is not allowed to, Ezra, that's Shittas Rashi, and that's, he said, that's Mavu on the Mishnah, that's what Rashi learned. A woman is not permitted to enter Esras Yisrael. The Gilyonei HaShas brings down a Meiridike Yerushalmi, and from the Yerushalmi it would seem that this is an Isser D'Eraisa, not that the Tosfos of Rosh says it's a Rabbona. It's an Isser D'Eraisa for a woman to enter Esras Yisrael. Yeah. The Rishalmi is in Perik Hei Halacha Gimel of Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. There's a Machlokes Tanoim over there. If a Kohen is permitted to eat Ma'aseh Rishon, Machlokes Tanoim. So one Tana says he's permitted, another Tana says he's not permitted. So the Tana that says he's not permitted, would he surprisingly permit it? So he says, because by my solution it says, v'achaltem oisoi b'chol mokeh. That my solution could be eaten b'chol mokeh. Now, b'chol mokeh is very inclusive. You know what the b'chol mokeh comes to include? A beis hakvaras. Can you eat it? B'chol mokeh in a beis hakvaras. So the pasuk is telling us, you know who can eat my solution? One who can eat it, b'chol mokim, a kohen can eat in the basic forest, because he can enter the basic forest, so he can eat my solution. That's what one Tana says. So the other Tana says, no, that's not pshat and posik. Pshat, know what b'chalten oisei b'chol mokim means, in the Azor. You can eat my solution, b'chol mokim, in the Azor. So the Pnei Moshe says, what the Chiddush need in the Azor? In the Azor. To eat my sarishin, I would think the Zakim would eat kashi koshim to eat my sarishin. Nay, the pasuk is telling us v'chaltam oisai v'chol mokay. You can eat it in Tazor. So the first man the Yoma asks on him. He says, how could you say v'chol mokay means Tazor? For ksiv atem uveisrem. By my sarishin says you eat it uveisrem. You know uveisrem means your wife. V'isha nichneses lazor. How could you say Kovokim means Dazore? The Isha Nichneses, a woman is allowed to enter Dazore. So you see, your Pshat is wrong. So the Gyoine Hashas brings the Raya from this Yerushalmi to Rashi, and then there's a Gyoine Hashas in Yerushalmi.
the Yishalmi Vaistais cloth is an Issa, and that Issa the Raisa. We're talking about Psukim over here. It says Bachol Mokim cannot mean the Azore because it says the women also eat Maisa Rishin, and women can eat Maisa Rishin in the Azore because Isha Bazore Minai. Al Kaponim, this is Avei Fa'emfa Shitas Rashi. Either it will sell it to Toysus HaRosh, that from the Shemais Miyuchadois of each Mokim, that tells us this is territory Dafke for these people. So Meir is an Issa de Rabbonon, that's what the Toysus HaRosh says, according to Rashi, and then the Yerushalmi Vais Toysus is an Issa de Raisa. But Toysus disagrees completely with this. So Mamela Taisas, first of all, there's no such mission, that's number one. Va'it nan the peri kol apsulim, shashrite ksheiro benoshim. It says klo, and you shachted in Ezra's Yisrael, they didn't shacht in Ezra's Noshim. And the shchite is kosher benoshim, so you had the women shachtim shachting there. In Cain, Yechel, Likonis, Bazore. So she could enter the Shechita Ksheira Banoshim. Isha Bazore Minayim. She was the Shechete Smumche, whatever it is. She entered there. She's doing in the Azore. She's from the head of the Shachtim, of the Zememela. Yeah. Others want to say, could be she had a sack in Oruch, and she was standing in Ezra's Noshim, and she was such a big Mumche, she was able to Shecht the sack and all of it. The Gemara mentions such smokes. Okay. But Taisus understood it, Kipshutai, that an Isha Shef. Ba'oi, harei soite, nezire, nechnasais, ba'azore, lohanif, yeva soite, nezire. So, the Rishash, a very interesting Rishash, the Rishash understood the flow of Taisus as follows. The first kasha is, shchit is kasha benoshim, we don't find any, Agbalas, so women can, you're asking what they're doing in the Azore. She's the head sheikhet. She was looking for shidduch the last 10 years. She couldn't find one. I won't compone it. What she's doing in the Azore, no problem. And then Taisva says, forget about shachtim. We see a nazira enters, a soita enters. So the Rishash says, a soita, she's not getting married. She's married already, so what can a soita enter? He doesn't see, he gets stuck with Taisus. Like, Taisus found that, we have a multitude of women, in Ezra's Israel. The Shachtim, the Nisaitis, the Naziris. So the Rishash mutches sich by soita. So the Rishash says that there's a mitzvah for the Noshim to come and view how she becomes Nisbazet, Yishmu Viro. So there's a whole bunch, if the site is there, so there's a whole contingent of women there also to watch. It's a mitzvah for the women to come and watch. Some of male is not from there also. That's how the Rishash wants to say. Look. So the kids at Tyson's house, there's no problem. Hatchil and Isha is allowed to enter. So what's on the Gemara's kasha? That was Shabbat. Not what a woman is doing. A woman in the Azara do 20 functions there. She could be a sheikhet, she could be a nazira, she's watching a site. There's no kasha what she's doing in the Azara. But to enter the Azara liskadish, harei ein regile shetikonis lisham, kadesh liskadish. A woman will never enter the Azor Kedelis Kaddish. Shei Bezoyin. This is a Bezoyin. Milsad Lo Shchichi V'Lei Ayri Tana Mizeh. So it's Milsad Lo Shchichi V'Lei Ayri Tana Mizeh. Now, L'davoyni, I don't understand Taisvis. And let me elaborate. Taisvis is saying as follows. There's no problem for a woman in the Azor, for all purposes, Shchite, Mzire, no problem whatsoever. But to enter a woman, to enter the Azore Lehis Kadesh, that's a bizoyin. Now, so what did Rabbi Yossi say? So Rabbi Yossi said, oh, what's your problem? A father.
She made a shliach, a father. Now, so what's the problem now? So what are the guidelines? The guidelines, the father wants to come, wants to be Mekadosh his daughter. So Rabbi, go to the atrium, making Kiddushin, and Ezra's Yisrael, I'm gonna make it. No problem. The father comes into Ezra's Yisrael to marry off her daughter. A shliach comes in Ezra's Yisrael. There's no taina on him. It's a holy place. That's Adarabe. This is a place to make kedusha. No problem whatsoever. But an isha to come into the yazoda lehiskadesh. That's a bezoyin. I don't understand the mechanics of Taisus. What is the bezoyin of it? An isha in the zore is no problem. Kedushin in the zore is no problem. But this combination, a isha shenichneses la'azore lehiskadesh, that's a bizoy. I don't understand that. Agabuche, let me just say another ha'ore. Fine. So Taisus says it's a bizoy. But we had noshim in the azore for other purposes there. We had an isha that was shechting for the last 10 years, and she was looking for a shidduch. Someone comes in. He's a shaykhid by profession. He sees how she chefs. We're a pair. So what's your problem? There were noshim there. There were naziris there. There were shochtim there. It was lovely. So it seems that mistama was not mistama. To meet a woman in the zore and to marry her there, that mistama, you don't make a marriage that way. You meet her and you see her and Mistama, if they came in for Kedushin, that's not Tapshata, but to meet her there, to make Kedushin there, stop shechting a minute, dream a Kedushusly, and then go back, that Mistama zichanat shriach. So Mamil al-Kabonim, that's how Taisu says, Pshat, and Milsa the Shrichi, le'ayri tana mize. Zat the Gemara weiter. Now we're gonna see this takamach loikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameyer in this whole Indian, of being Mekadish with Kodshim. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oima Mekodeshes. Rabbi Yehuda is a Mekadish Bekodshim Kodshim, Mekadish Bekodshim Kalim, Mekodeshes. Rabbi Yehuda is Mom and Hedyet. It belongs to the Koyin, Mom and Hedyet. He can go be Machnit to her. What'll she do with the Kodshim Kodshim? Rabbi Yehuda holds that kotche kotchim is mamen hedyet. That's what he holds. So what will a woman do with kotche kotchim? She's zicha not permitted to eat. It's only nechel zicha kohune kotche kotchim. So she'll sell it to another kohen. If it's mamen hedyet, so it's a commodity. He gives it to her, she'll sell it, just like him in the kaddish and isha with tumen. She doesn't have to be a kohen. She'll sell it. It's mutabano. So Memela, so she'll sell this kotche kotche. So Rabbi Yehuda ima mekadeshes, Rabbi Yehisi ima eina mekadeshes. Amar Rabbi Yehichan in shnei mikra echa dorsho. Both of them, it's very interesting that both of them, this halacha, that if you could be mekadesh, if kotche kotche is mom and hedyet or mom and gavoya, is both of them darshan from the same posse. The pasuk says, "V'zeh yil lecha mikaydush hakadoshim min ha'ish." Rabbi Yehuda saba lecha, zeh yil lecha ulchol tzorchecha. It's yours for any purpose whatsoever. You want to marry an isha with it, kizuntai. Rabbi Yehisi saba ke'ish, ma'ish lachila. It's lecha, just like the ish al ha'mizbeach. The Eish Alam is Beyach, it doesn't belong to the Eish. The Eish is only being the Haktoras Eish, that's the mitzvah. It's you burn the Kobe, now Alam is Beyach. So that's what the Koyin eats it. His Achilles is like the Achilles Mizbeyach. We're Medame, the Achilles HaKoyin to the Achilles, but not that he owns something, just like the Mizbeyach doesn't own, just like the Eish doesn't know, possess, so he also doesn't possess. Meish lachila afu nami lachila. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi. L'chol tzrochecho. Afu l'kadish b'yishe. It's yours for any purpose whatsoever.
Ge'esh chelkei shavarim hushva lechelkei shamizbeach. Hamizbeach la'achile, av koyin la'achile, v'loy le'dobarach. And here the Sishonim asks, Zeylucho mikoydish koshe, v'lishtek melecho, damash mekol tzorchech, v'yitzrech lichtei beish. It seems you need the lecho. Misvorech etzayne wouldn't say such a thing. So lecho is coming to tell us that it's yours. So now you need the eish to counteract the lecho. So it shouldn't say lecho, and it shouldn't say eish, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Nifnu v'gomru the umdul aminyin, and they came to achlote. That means this is a machlokes of Yehuda, of Yosi. The umdul aminyin, and they saw a roiv of the chilkim held like of Yosi, that you can't be mekadosh b'kodshei kodshim. Nifnu v'gomru mekadosh b'chelkei ben kodshei kodshim ben kodshim kalam loy kiddush. That means Rashi says, Nimdu v'gomru, omdu l'minyin, v'rabu ha'oimrim eina mikodeshes, and there were more people who held eina mikodeshes, u'batlu ha'mu'atim, and the mu'atim were moided to the roib. There was a yeshiva's bezin by stoit, there's omdu l'minyin, and roib held that eina mikodeshes, v'chosru behem. They were mischarim. That is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rav Omar Radaini Machloikis, Rav Radaini Machloikis, Le Omdolaminyin, Le Chosavoy Rav Yehuda.